The Gospel of Mark, beginning with verse 4. And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him, confessing their sins. They were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locust and wild honey. And this was his message. After me comes the one more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. This is the word of God for the people of God. Let's pray. Holy Father, open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears, that as you speak to us today, we will receive your words and put them into action in our lives. And may the words from my mouth be a blessing unto you. Amen. You may be seated. Okay, so the reason I had us redo that last verse, to me, that was the sound of the angels in heaven. And if that didn't make you well with your soul, come see me after service, we'll talk. So, right now, I want you to do me a favor. And I know what some of you will do, because I did it when I was younger. I want you to close your eyes. And I know some of those on the back row probably won't close them all the way, because they want to see what's going on with everybody in front of them. But I want you to go back with me in time to a time well known as yesteryear. We go back in time to when we were children. Now, for me, being a child meant that there were no video games, there were no TV shows during the day, no computers. So in order to enjoy life, you actually had to go outside and play. So I want you to think about those summer days playing in the yard. How many of you made mud pies? How many of you ate those pies? How many of you played with dolls or army men or cowboys and Indians and all that stuff, and you're running around in the yard and you're getting all hot and sweaty? How many of you done that? Those were the days, weren't they? You can open your eyes. After that long, hard day of playing outside, you came in the house around dinner time, right? Ate dinner, and what did you do? Went right back outside and finished playing until it got dark. You come back inside, what happens? Mama told you to go to the bathtub because you stunk. And you were filthy and dirty. Now, I know that when I was really young, my mom would put me in that bathtub and she would go to giving me a bath. And there would be times when she would scrub so hard that I thought my skin was coming off on that Brillo pad. Not really, she didn't use Brillo pad. But it felt like it. And I mean, she scrubbed and she scrubbed and she scrubbed. But the funny thing about all of that was after you got out of the bathtub, how did you feel? Oh, it felt so good. You're clean, not sticky. You felt refreshed. Right? Felt like a new person. Woo-hoo. One of the things that I noticed was we had one of those bathtubs where you pull the stopper out. And I like to stand there and watch that water drain out. Because when it got down there to a certain point, it looked like a tornado. But the thing that I noticed was the fact that as that water went out, all that dirt and grime and... We actually had clear water when we started, but it was it looked like the Gulf of Mexico when it went down the drain. Our scripture text today talks about baptism. It talks about how John had gone into the wilderness, and it talks a little bit about him, but it also talks about a comment or a message that he was preaching, and that was that the people needed to come and repent and be baptized, and that he was going to baptize with water, but the one coming after him was going to baptize him by the Holy Spirit. And so I thought about that, and I come to this conclusion that our reminiscence just a minute ago and what was going on with John are one and the same. A good old-fashioned bath. So I wanted to talk a minute or two about the two different baptisms. You see, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And then you've got the baptism with water. So I guess one of the questions that popped in my head was, are these two different baptisms? Personally, I don't think so. I think they're one and the same. It's just in the context that it's done. So let's look at baptism by the Holy Spirit. You know, we were talking just a minute ago about remembering the times that we go out and we play and we got filthy and we came in and we took a bath. Our heart is the same way. Sin makes our hearts filthy. Sin is one of those things that just continues to build up and to build up and to build up and to build up. Until it gets caked on. And so when we repent of our sins and God sends us in for an old-fashioned bath, when it's a bath of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit comes and goes to giving us a spiritual bath. Now, my mama used some pretty stout soap. I was talking with JC earlier, and he said he remembers his mama using lye soap on him. But you know, sometimes, just like the dirt that we get built up on us, on our physical bodies, it takes a lot of scrubbing, doesn't it? I mean, if you get into the wrong stuff in the garage, some of that's not just going to come off by rubbing it or using some Jergens body wash. You got to use some of that lava. Same thing's true with our hearts. Sometimes that sin gets so caked on that Ajax won't take it off. But the Holy Spirit has this new and improved, remarkable cleanser. A cleanser that will make the scrubbing bubbles look like bargain basement clearance items. You see, the cleanser that the Holy Spirit uses is the blood of Jesus Christ. Because that blood that was shed to take away our sins. washes our hearts white as snow. Okay, so where does the water thing come in? Do you remember when you were baptized? Do you remember the feeling when you accepted Christ in your heart? I remember when I was 9 years old and I accepted Christ into my heart and I was baptized. That was the greatest feeling of my life. But even more so, it was the greatest thing in my parents' life. Well, one of them. My sister had to do it too. And I remember how proud my mom and dad were. And when Jesus was baptized, his father was proud too. This is my son. In you, I'm well pleased. You see, when someone comes to Christ and becomes a brother or sister in the family of God, everybody wants to celebrate. And so, the baptism with the water is an outward and visible sign of an inward and spiritual grace. I know you've heard that before because you're all Methodists. Basically, what that means is it's an outward showing of what Christ has done in our hearts. He has washed away all that dirt and grime and filth and nastiness of the sin that builds up there. And when we do baptism like we did this last Sunday, it allows not only the person being baptized, but the whole church family to celebrate in that baptism. Am I making sense? Huh? Okay. So here's something for you. So, when we were talking about your memories and everything, and you went outside, you played, and you came in, and you took a bath. Next day when you got up, what'd you go do? Exact same thing, right? We didn't stay clean all the rest of our lives. So that meant we needed more baths, right? I hope. So, would you agree with me in saying that in our spiritual walk, just like going back out and getting dirty again, sin keeps coming back, just like the dirt kept coming back, right? So we continue to dirty our hearts with sin. But wait a minute. Baptism is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Okay, so I went to high school in Wiley. And I wasn't really good at math. But I'm thinking that this doesn't add up. Sin keeps on and keeps on and keeps on. But that baptism is once. So how do we take care of that? Well, John said through repentance. If we repent of our sins, what happens? So this is my thinking on the deal. Now, I may be wrong because I've been wrong before once or twice. So when we repent of our sins, the Holy Spirit, just like Mama did, came in or comes in and cleanses our heart of those sins. Even though we only practice a visible water baptism, the Holy Spirit continues to cleanse our heart because we continue to get dirty and filthy. And so one of the things that we do in the Methodist Church is on baptism of the Lord Sunday, we remember our baptisms. We remember that Christ died on a cross for us and that His blood washed away all of our sin. And that all we have to do to be cleansed on a daily basis is to ask for forgiveness, to repent, as John said. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to remember our baptism. And I know this may upset some of you, but we're not going to go through the whole liturgy of the reaffirmation of baptism. So this is what I want us to do. We're going to take communion here in a couple of minutes. And we have two bowls that have water in them. And as you either come forward or as you go back to your seats, I want you to go over and I want you to remember your baptism. I want you to remember as you twirl the water, the cleansing that Jesus' blood did in your life. I want you to think about all the dirt and filth that comes into our lives on a daily basis through sin. And then how Jesus Christ gave His life to wash all of that away. So as we come, I want us to be in a spirit of celebration because of what Christ did in our lives. I want us to be in a spirit of remembrance. I want us to be in a spirit of knowing that God is with us. And that as long as we will repent, God will give us an old-fashioned bath. Let's pray. Holy Father, we know that we're not worthy of Your love and Your grace. We know that we continue to be human. And that we continue to fall short. But Father, as we come and we repent before You today, as we come to You and say, Father, wash away all of this junk that You will give us a good old-fashioned bath in our hearts. Father, we pray that as we continue on a daily basis, that You remind us that You are with us and that we need to try and stay focused on You. Father, watch over and keep us. We pray all this in Your Son's holy name. Amen. So, if you... Okay, we can do it several ways. You